This is going to be a fast ad. Why? Because Honey searches for promo codes for you fast. Simple as that. And now the ad is over. Just go to joinhoney.com/broshow for fast savings at some of your favorite stores.
That's joinhoney.com/broshow. Thanks for sponsoring this podcast, Honey.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Yes.
Take
Daddy
a sip on the
do.
Lean. Take a sip on the lean.
Oh, yeah. Cheers with our lean.
It's too hot to drink.
What even is lean?
I think it's like cough syrup and stuff.
I thought that was syrup that Miley used to do.
Should I hold you in touch with
that song 23 by Miley said, I'm high, and she said, sipping on syrup or something.
Yeah, I do remember that.
That's why, like, all through 2014, I did syrup because of Miley.
Is that why you act so weird now?
Yeah, just kidding.
Oh, lean is the popo drink, and it's on a drug addiction website, so obviously it's not good.
Should we try that next podcast?
Oh, lean is codeine, cough syrup, soda, and hard candy. I'm not recommending this. I just wanted to know what
candy?
It was.
A little bit of a, so you know, yummy twist.
So funny we start talking about drugs.
But if you want us to try that next episode, give this video a thumbs up, and we'll do next episode, The Bro Show on Lean. Speaking of The Bro Show, look at good old Cassie.
Oh my gosh. Thanks, Cassie, for being a part of the Patreon.
She is the bro of the week.
And she has something to tell you, Lucas. She said she has legit watched you since Fred.
Oh,
Fred
damn.
The movies used to be my shit. You and Lucas are hilarious, and I really love y'all's videos and podcasts. Thank you so much.
She said, you can use my real name, Cassie. And she even taught us how to pronounce it. Some people think it's Casey, and here's my photo. Hell yes, Cassie. Thank you for supporting the Patreon. It means a lot. Thank you for everyone who supports the Patreon. It's lucasandjacob.com. You can check out the details there and maybe even end up Bro of the Week.
Woo-hoo! It's better than going to Miami.
Yep, it's a radio sweepstakes. Cassie, look at her. Her life is improving exponentially since she was Bro of the Week.
I know, it's weird. We have a lot of success stories. We aren't going to tell you guys them, but we do have a lot of success stories.
Is that a Kylie lip? Is that a Kylie liquid lip?
It does look like a matte lip.
Or is it a ColourPop lip?
Oh, it could be
Lip Sense?
Yeah, it could. So many things.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you back in like the liquid, is our liquid, like back when like the liquid lip first boomed, remember you had all these liquid lips under your bed?
Yeah, because I used them for videos and stuff. And
it was so funny because like, it was a conspiracy in the family. Like, we're so down if Jacob wears makeup, but why doesn't he do it around us? Because like, our sisters were like, we want to borrow the liquid lips, but he won't let us.
Oh, yeah. I was, this was like freshman year of high school. I was like territorial over them. Like when people asked to use them because I thought it was cool owning these liquid lips. So I was like, oh.
You're like, I'm never going to use them, but like, don't touch my like Kylie lip.
Yeah. And did I ever wear them? I don't know. I might have wore them seriously. I think I only wore them in videos though.
You would remember.
Yeah. Like, I just was saying that just to make
Also, I want to do an episode where we wear liquid lip and, like, do makeup on camera. The audio listeners will just describe it, but that'd be fun.
Oh, we should do that.
Like, seriously try to find our makeup looks.
And do you guys care if we do one when we eat a KFC? I want to know. I just don't want to gush you guys out. But
people
at the same
are
time,
very turned
to.
Off by us eating.
Yeah.
Because these microphones, like, you can hear like everything. And even we did a segment where we would try different foods and people got really grossed out. But I feel like we could do that and use a different microphone. It doesn't have to be so in your face.
Oh, yeah, it could be more like far away.
Yeah. But
someone actually emailed us about eating.
Yeah, we actually got a hate email, so we're gonna share it with you guys. It's from Molly. I'm saying your name, Molly. And I'm calling you out.
It's not our mom. It could be our mom, and she made a fake email, but I don't think it's our mom.
She said, so two podcasts ago, you guys say if you cover your mouth while eating, it's, quote, annoying. And people who are doing that are putting on some sort of persona. I feel disgusted letting people see me chewing and my mouth all messy and gross. I am not putting on a persona. I just have manners. I am so mad at you guys. I might unsubscribe and block you both because you said something that I don't agree with. You know what? I feel if I was one of those people who covered my mouth while eating and somebody said it was a persona, I would also be triggered. So I understand you, Molly.
I do have to say that even though I'm against these people that cover their mouth while eating, I have edited, well, when I edit my own videos, I have realized sometimes that when I eat on camera, sometimes randomly I do this.
Yeah, I think I might be a projector. You know how in psychology how they say, like, you're projecting stuff on people? So we both said, covering your mouth while eating is annoying. Just let it rip. Why are you trying to cover it? But I know in real life, sometimes I cover my mouth while eating in public.
That's the thing, so is I that we I'm could just projecting our own emotions that make us mad on you guys.
So I cover my mouth when I'm at a local Chipotle to cover all the beans in my mouth. But then I feel like, oh my, why am I putting on a persona? So then I said on the podcast, people who do that are putting on a persona. But really, I was the culprit all along. Oh, we need a therapist to be on the sidelines of this podcast to, like, dissect everything we're doing.
I know, because maybe during the podcast, I'm going to say, like, okay, if you don't eat McChickens, you're just gross. And then the therapist will say it and say, like, oh, the reason why you said that was because you think McChickens are superior. And, like, you think you're superior than other people. And, like, you need to really be more humble.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar style.
There is a John Cena cutout looking at us, and I feel like he can kind of keep us in check.
Oh, for sure.
He followed me. Did I talk about that on the podcast?
When?
So I did a tweet about a year ago saying John
Cena. Wait, a year ago?
Well, a year ago.
I thought this was going to be recent.
Oh, but he recently followed me.
Oh, okay.
So I did a tweet a year ago saying, my dad follows 100,000 people on and I'm not one of them, about John Cena. Because he was my dad in the Fred movie and I consider him my dad in real life. Because I don't consider my actual dad my dad. I'm
You're
just kidding.
With John Cena?
I actually do consider my actual dad my dad. But what was I going to say? Oh, but then, so I said that, nothing happened. It was just a joke. He randomly followed me 2 months ago. So it's like, oh, I'm...
Wait, for real?
Yeah, so it's like, are we friends again?
Do you think he's like...
Because there was some drama. So it's like, did you forgive me?
Do you think, like,
I'm just
when
kidding,
you...
there wasn't any drama.
Do you think when you mention him in videos, people cut those snippets out and tweet them at him and he sees them?
I do want to know. Or maybe he has, like, a social media manager and, he follows 100,000 people, so they're like, oh, I'll follow this guy.
So with those people that follow 100,000 people, they obviously didn't click on 100,000 people's profiles. So was this a thing? I don't know if it's still a thing. Well, you could, there was this, like if you were famous, you could, like, join this one Twitter thing, and they follow every 10th person that follows you or something.
I think that is a thing, because sometimes, it doesn't really happen anymore, but there was a point where, like,
I think back on my old Twitter account, I've said this before, Lady Gaga followed me, and during that time when I was, like, 10 when she followed me, I had a Twitter account when I was 10, I literally thought she followed me, and I was like,
she,
oh,
like,
gosh, I feel so famous.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, and she just, like, looked at my dolphin profile picture that I stole from the internet and was like, this boy is it, boy J. But that didn't happen.
But there used to be, like, all these verified people would follow me, and I would see they were following, like, 200,000 people.
No, that's happened before, too. Okay, there's these random Twitter accounts that have a million followers. That isn't over-exaggeration. They actually have a million followers. But they just do this thing where they buy them or something, because most of the tweets have, like, 3 likes. But when they first follow me, I'm like, okay, like, I'm going to move to LA and become friends with them. But then I'm like, oh, they're not famous.
Yeah, so maybe it was a way, like... It doesn't. Maybe it was a way, like, they thought if they follow more people, they get more followers. I mean, I feel like that works.
Or, like, the followers just really think they're friends with them or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But it's so funny because I was just about to brag that I was verified on Twitter, but then I realized this whole episode's about bragging, the history of bragging throughout history.
How about, since we're talking about the history of flexing, should we both do one flex, and it can be humble, or just one thing that you actually are proud of? I'm going to think of mine.
Well, I already said mine. I don't really ever think about that I'm verified, but I'm just going to say that's my flex.
Okay.
I was going to say, since I'm verified, on Twitter, there's a tab for verified things where I see if other verified people interact with me.
Oh,
so that's how I
was going to
say. So I was going to say, that's how I know these verified people follow me sometimes. So I'm like, wait, oh my God. I looked at my verified tab and I'm like, this verified person follows me. And then I see they follow like a million people.
Oh, the reason why I know is just because I see a blue check on someone's profile and I'm like, oh my God.
So what's your flex?
Let me think of one.
Just flex.
Yeah! My flex is why did I introduce this if I don't have something?
Come on, just flex. Flex on us hoes.
Oh, I actually do have a flex. I bought a pair of athletic shorts for like $60. That's kind of expensive.
Oh yeah, and like you just did it.
No, but $60 like is kind of a dick, but I did buy it.
No, that's like a typical price for like Nike, Adidas.
Yeah, that's true. But it's from this website that I'm not going to name.
Oh, you're Gucci?
Yeah.
Oh, also one time Jacob, I'll flex for you. One time what? Jacob went to NYC and bought Chanel.
NYC? Oh, this sounds so. Oh yeah, I did for like.
Yeah, you went to $40, what's their fancy store they're called? Like,
Saks Fifth Avenue.
Oh yeah, something like that.
Oh no,
Bergdorf's or something.
Was it Bounties?
Something like that. But this is where they went in Gossip Girl. We went there for fun, and Jacob splurged $40 on some Chanel chapstick.
Oh yeah, because this YouTuber that I watched at the time, Chalo's Gross. He used Chanel chapstick, and I was like, this is cool. Like, I'm not obviously gonna buy anything from Chanel because I'm not gonna drop $3,000. I don't have that. But I did want to drop the $30 on the lip balm. And actually, you guys want to know a story about it? I don't ever use it because I just don't want to use it.
Yeah.
But I keep it in my bag as a good luck charm.
So is it all? Wait, you haven't used all the chapstick in it though?
No.
Oh my god, use it. Is it expired now? It's been like 4 years, but.
Yeah, probably would give you chemical burn.
But I actually read a book on like the history of luxury brands and how they started and how they've all been bought by these giant companies and they're not really like luxury brands anymore. That was like the point of the book, saying like, oh, like this is how the luxury brands used to be, but now it's like fake luxury and like it's all made in China and it's actually not that like luxurious, but they still have it priced at that.
That's crazy because back in the day you'd spend like $2,000 on a purse and you'd be like, oh, it's gonna actually last like 20 years.
Well, they're just saying like back in like I don't even know when, I don't remember the exact dates, but like the 1930s or whatever, when luxury brands would actually like hand make each client like a piece of couture, like it's like a custom made thing from a designer, and it would actually last like your whole life because it'd be so well made.
That's crazy.
But in the book they said how like now that luxury brands want to appeal to everyone, they do have like those entry items like chapstick or like, oh, and they like, didn't mention chapstick, but like perfume is the big one,
where, makeup,
like, where like anyone can buy into like the luxury dream, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And like something else that's kind of what that kind of has to do with that, how back in the day they like built the purses so good. Mm-hmm. Isn't it that this is not a thing anymore? Going to get your shoes repaired because you really want to keep the shoes.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you might spend like $100 on a pair of shoes. After 8 months when they're worn out, you just throw them out or give them to Goodwill or something.
Wait, so you get like new shoe bottoms back in the day?
But I'm pretty sure, like, I've never gone to one, but I'm pretty sure they would like fix them up.
I know, it's actually crazy. Like, even just going to our grandparents' houses, like, They save everything. Like this, I feel like the new like generations, like we just don't value items as much. Like our grandma, we were helping her put up her Christmas tree and she has every ornament from like her whole life.
And it's whereas in boxes.
Like, yeah, whereas I feel like nowadays people like buy a new set of ornaments like every like 4 years because like, oh, the new Target ones.
Yeah, and isn't like, the culprit, isn't the culprit probably Amazon? Because you just buy something prime shipping 2 days and you're like, it's kind of shitty.
Also, like my grandma, you know, she's had the same couch like from when my mom was a kid. Whereas like thinking of our family, like we went through so many couches, but maybe it's because we had 8 kids and like we beat it up so much.
Peed on it and shit.
Yeah, like, everyone puked on it, animals pissing. But
and this just makes me wonder,
but
like
she's had the exact same furniture since like our mom was a kid.
And it's so nice still.
Yeah.
I'm just so glad that I don't know anyone like. I think people used to do this like back in the day, but obviously people still do it now, but not as much. I'm glad I don't know anyone that puts covers over their furniture. And I don't mean like blanket covers.
Oh.
I mean like that plastic covering. And the reason why I'm thinking about this is from this one HBO show where they mentioned it as a joke, basically.
Yeah.
And I've never met someone that does that, but I just have a bone to pick because it's like, it's gonna get dirty anyway, but at the same time, you want it. It costed a lot of money, so you want to keep it precious.
But it's like if you're putting this uncomfortable cover over it, it's like you're never gonna be enjoying the couch then.
Yeah, you can't even sleep on it and enjoy it.
Yeah, it's like when you get a new car and like you baby it so much for the first week and like you're so uptight, but then eventually, I just love when like that goes away and you just treat it like trash again.
Oh yeah, I haven't ever bought a house, but like. But what I'm assuming, if you buy a house for the first year, it's like, oh, if you scratch the wall, like, I'm going to be so mad. And obviously, even 2 years down the line, if someone scratches the wall, it's kind of annoying.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, then you just get over it. And it's like, oh, yeah, this is just, like, a trap house now.
This all goes back to Charles Gross again.
Who
Jacob introduced me to. Is this, like, 2016?
Yeah,
We both watched him, like, all the time back then. I'm sure he still makes videos.
Oh, but, yeah, he popped up my TikTok For You page.
Oh, my God.
It was about, He said he was talking about what these famous people do on red carpets. And he said there's this thing. This is so random. But he said there's this thing that people inject in their face Tell me if you've ever heard it. These celebrities on the red carpets. It's basically filler that only lasts for a day. I forgot what he calls it. It's this liquid that they put in their face so everything just looks plump and smooth and shit.
Should we start doing that on podcast days?
Just for the day, we look so good.
I'm down, but he said back in the day, he said, don't baby your Birkins, I guess.
Did he make that up? That's
so
funny.
Birkins are these bags. I'm sure everyone's heard of them. They're like $30,000. But he said people get these Birkins and they baby it. But he's like, don't baby it. Like, you just got to start living with it. So that's sort of my motto with everything, you know?
Oh,
I
yeah.
learned from him.
I know.
Like,
I was.
You get a new item, like, don't baby it. Just like treat it how you're going to treat it. Because you know what I mean? And yeah. actually enjoy it. Because like, if you buy this thing, whatever it is, like a shirt from American Eagle. And like, you're like, I'm never going to wear it because like it's such a special shirt. Just like. Rip it off the shelf and wear it.
I know.
Wear it in the rain. Get chocolate on it. Just, you know, stop babying it.
I think if the therapist was here, she would say the same, saying, like, the reason why you guys think like that is because you guys watched him, like, religiously for a year. So, like, it's just in your brain to not baby stuff. But I also want to talk about, when is the world going to end from all of this waste?
Like, oh, yeah, from the way the new generations treat things.
Because
like,
we were cleaning out
so many couches.
Yeah, we were cleaning out our grandparents' house, and like, so eventually, like, when people have to move out and stuff, they have so much waste. Where does it all go? And like, I know it goes to dumps and landfills and stuff, but like, not to get negative, but like, I'm kind of thinking, like, hopefully it doesn't end in my lifetime, but like, when is it gonna end?
Oh, yeah. So, on that note. we have talked about for a while, we wanted to do an episode on the history of flexing. It's finally here.
Oh yes, we talked about it probably in December of 2020.
So if you're out of the loop, you don't know what flexing means to 13-year-olds like me, we say it a lot. Basically, according to Urban Dictionary, it means showing off / fronting. I'll use it in an example. Man, he always flexing when he with his boys. So it's like, you know, just another word for bragging, basically. But people who are like 13 like me, we say flexing instead of bragging.
I think flexing has grown so much over the last few years. Like when I was thinking back to when I was 8 years old, I probably, I didn't know what flexing meant, but I heard flexing probably in some song on the radio saying like.
Oh, wait. It was like, a thing even back then, 12 years ago?
Well, I'm thinking, haven't some songs always bragged about being rich?
Oh, but I feel like no one called it flexing.
Oh, yeah. It was probably just, it wasn't called flexing, but that's what they were doing.
Oh, yeah.
But nowadays, it probably started a lot, like a 5-6 years ago or something. If you go on any social media, someone's in front of a Rolls Royce and you're like, do they buy it? Is at least, how does everyone own a Rolls Royce except me?
So you think it's a new thing, but I'm about to blow your mind. It's been going on forever.
Okay, how?
Bragging, boasting. It's been going on forever. I did a bunch of research. And I'm here to share it with you. So basically, I couldn't really look up like specifically flexing because that's kind of just a slang word. So I looked up bragging and boasting pretty much.
Okay.
The history of bragging and boasting. So according to Wikipedia, boasting comes in many forms. It can be really in your face, like, hey, look at my Lambo and my fat ass and my money and my big, luscious, plumped up lips. It can be really in your face bragging. Or there's a more sinister form. Commonly known as the humble brag, where you don't want to come off, like, you don't want to, like, have people look down on you for bragging, so you do it, like, in a kind of slick way.
Okay, so.
Like, sort of like me earlier, where, like, I was going to casually mention that I was verified, like, that'd probably be considered, like, a humble brag, because I was going to try to fit it into conversation, you know?
So, you said that this second version is more sinister, so.
I'm just saying it's more of, like,
you
a
think it's more
way.
Bad, though?
Oh, no, it just
oh,
like,
not more bad, but like, you
it's
know
just
what I mean.
Not as in your face, you know?
But people for
try
sure.
To start to they try to get it in.
I get
so,
it.
So, the ancient Greeks even wrote negatively about boastful men. So, even in the ancient Greek times, bitches were out here flexing with
so,
their Lambos.
Back in the ancient Greeks, was it only men that did this? Or did they just call everyone men?
Because it did
back
say
then,
boastful
sexism.
Men. I don't know if it's just because of sexism, like they just assumed women couldn't brag, but it was they wrote about boastful men. And also, a popular pop culture bragging icon is Daffy Duck, the cartoon.
Do you know who that is?
You've never heard of Daffy Duck?
Can you Google him?
You know who Daffy Duck is.
I know Donald Duck and the duck from Sesame Street.
Yeah, this guy.
Oh, the Disney bitch duck?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen him.
So basically, his whole thing is like he overestimates his greatness, which gets him in trouble. I didn't even know that, but for some reason that was on the Wikipedia thing. Even the Christian Bible talked about bragging. you want me to read you an excerpt?
The Old Testament or the New Testament?
I'm not sure. But okay. Yeah, so this will kind of be a thing on our podcast now. We're like, I read a Bible verse. So
We actually really love this blog called Christ Pop Culture. So we really are kind of going to stop munching.
Yeah, so this is the Bible verse of the week. This is Jeremiah 9:23. Thus says the Lord.
Do you think?
You just interrupted me reading a Bible verse.
I need to say, do you think this Jeremiah is the Jeremiah the rapper reincarnated?
Probably.
All right, continue.
Thus says the Lord. Let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast in his might. Let not the rich man boast in his riches. So basically it's saying, don't effing brag.
For that 10 seconds, like I was prepared for you to go on for 40 minutes and like do a whole psalm and saying like, yeah, so when you judge others, like don't judge them too hard, you know, that whole thing.
So then that brought me to this article from portmagazine.com. It's a short history on American bragging. And I thought it was going to be about just common bragging and like day-to-day life. Cause I feel like that's sort of what we wanted in this podcast. We wanted like these people who brag on like Instagram and they're seriously bragging. Like it isn't a joke. But article, as I read it, was more about bragging and like hip hop and rapping, like the sort of bragging like for entertainment value, which we all love. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Cause I've like the two big flexing components out in rap songs, which I like better than people flexing on social media, if I had to pick one.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is like, the bragging in rap songs has been going on for, like, forever.
Oh, so it's always been a thing?
Yeah, like, even in, like, the 19th century, like, it dates back that far. Like, people bragging in poems and stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I guess it was, like, a cowboy thing. Like, back in the cowboy days, like, people would brag so much. So, basically, the guy who wrote this article grew up in London, and he said people in London just always viewed Americans as, like, loud and, like, braggadocious, and he says Americans were known to be loud and boastful and worse to take themselves seriously. So I guess that's how like people view Americans.
Oh yeah, don't people always say like Americans are annoying in other countries and stuff?
But then he said in the late 1970s, hip-hop records from America started making their way to the UK, and he loved like their type of bragging because it was just so... he said it was just so fun for, like, the average person to, like, rap these lyrics to these hip-hop songs. And, like, it just was so funny, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's how, like, so many people feel.
And then he said, so then the author of this article, he came to America and he realized that, like, even our humor, like, had to do with bragging. Like, more than the UK, I guess. Because I guess in the UK, like, the humor was all about, like, self-deprecating and, like, putting yourself down and, like, being sarcastic. Whereas in America, it was all about, like, exaggerating things to extremes. Like, for his example, an American joke would be like, if a woman had a talent for oral sex, she could suck a golf ball through a 30-foot garden hose. You know what I mean? Like, just brat, like, that's so, like, exaggerated, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Or,
something that I just thought of, like, for some reason, just wasn't in my mind, but bragging isn't only about success and money, because when you mention, like, comedy can be bragging, you could, like, brag about, oh, yeah, like, I've had sex with 30 different people in the last month, and although some people might think that's gross, but, like, it could be it's a brag at a certain way, because so many people are like, my gosh, you're so cool.
He even said he went to a rodeo in Texas, and I guess he said, like, this is how a lot of people talked at rodeos. Like, he said he went up to this one guy and asked how he was, and the guy replied, I'm hornier than a three-peckered billy goat and twice as thirsty. So people just were really over-exaggerating everything he found in America.
Wait, someone said that?
Okay, imagine going up to someone and saying, how are you doing? And they said, I'm hornier than a three-peckered billy goat and twice as thirsty. Like, do you have that planned? When did you write that out?
Wait, I'm just not a whale or something, but a rodeo is supposed to be, like, a sex thing? I thought it was just, like, because I watched this thing about rodeos, and they just have cattle and, like, do stuff with them.
I think you're just saying, like, people exaggerated everything so much. Whereas, like, in reality, like, that guy was just like, oh, I'm doing good. And, like, I want a drink. But he had to say, like, this intricate, like, crazy, over-exaggerated thing. But, like, is that something you think he says to everyone? Or did he just pull that out? Because if he just pulled that out and randomly said that, like...
I feel like he heard his grandpa say it. So then it's just in his vocabulary.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so is it even bragging if someone says how I am and instead of saying good, I say... I'm doing excellent on top of the mountain good.
I'm not really thinking that's bragging. Cause it's like, it's just you saying how you feel.
But I guess in a way.
You shouldn't have to say you feel shitty to make other people feel better.
Oh yeah, that's true.
But so basically he traced it back, this reporter, that bragging kind of came from the cowboys. And it said this style of comedic tall tale bragging in which the speaker claims the powers of dangerous wild animals. It's originated all the way back to the Appalachian backcountry in the early 19th century and then spread west with the frontiersmen. What are frontiersmen?
You don't know.
Do you know?
The Oregon Trail.
It said, and the mountain men, like the cowboy men in the Appalachian Mountains, they would hold bragging and lying contests in the Northern Rockies in the 1830s. Like, that sounds fun. He said, travelers reported brag-offs and just, that sounds so fun. Going to a brag-off?
Wait, either of them sounds fun. Okay, having a bragging competition, and it has to be stuff that you, like, believe, or a lying competition. Who can take it further?
This sort of, that's crazy that, like, you watch, if you grew up, like, the same time as me on MTV, there used to be a show called Yo Mama, where people would just go back and it's like, Yo Mama's so fat, blah, blah, blah. This is sort of like the same thing, but back in the Appalachian backcountry in the 19th century.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They just go back and like kind of just brag at each other, like talk shit, and see who won.
Isn't worldly...
That sounds like so fun to go to.
Isn't worldly bragging and lying kind of go together in a way? Because you know how sometimes when people brag, they're lying? You know how they kind of are twins.
But it's just so funny that like we all like... Like in music, it's like bragging as an entertainment form. Everyone enjoys it. Like, but it dates back, like even before. Like, it's just crazy that even back then, like people were bragging for entertainment value, but just to be funny.
I know. Like, it isn't a new thing.
I know. And then they said, as for modern rap, it has its roots back to the 19th century with raunchy, rhyming folk poems where the heroes are bad men, tricksters, hustlers, and pimps, and they were typically recited on street corners, at parties, and in bars. So, yeah, people were doing it even back then.
I like how it's still going on. It hasn't ended.
Yeah, and it just says how, like, bragging and rap is, like, art and, you know, just, like, fun. And it's not meant to be taken seriously. But it's just, like, it's just entertaining to listen to.
Yeah, and then it's, like, and then, like it can, like, it just is fun to listen to because it just is, like, it's just fun thing, like, there's, like, crazy extravagant things these people do, whether it's real or not.
But so that's bragging for like entertainment, which is totally different than bragging in real life. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
So then I went to the psychology of bragging according to counselorconnection.com. So this is real life. This isn't, oh, we're rapping for entertainment in a poem or Yo Mama contest or rap or anything like that. This is just bragging in day-to-day life.
So this is such a different thing.
Like, yeah, this is a whole different thing. This isn't, you know,
like,
what I mean?
I feel like a lot of people think of this as negative.
So basically, they said the reason why people brag so much is because they did an experiment and they used an MRI. I'm already smiling.
Oh, because it's just funny thinking about. Okay, because I like it's just funny thinking about if you actually around someone, but it was actually to a point where it was annoying. But they just like they were successful and stuff, but they just kept bringing it up. Like said, yeah, like I did this, that.
But they said the reason why humans love bragging so much is because according to an MRI, when subjects shared information about themselves, the same areas of the brain activated as those that light up when we're eating food or having sex. So like we get the same kind of like brain.
So it's like orgasming.
Yeah, like that's why sometimes you should brag because like it like gives your brain a really just big boost.
Something that's weird about it is that there's a middle ground. Okay, people that are braggadocious, but then there's the people that have such low self-esteem and they just don't want to talk about themselves. But there's a good middle ground, I feel like, because obviously you don't need to be one or the other. I think like there's a middle ground where you can talk about yourself and like it isn't bragging talking about yourself, but like you can be proud of your accomplishments, but also not rub it in someone's face.
Oh yeah, like I feel like bragging sometimes can be a good thing. Like you should be proud of yourself and you should want to share it with people.
Oh yeah, and not.
But then obviously it gets to the point where you're trying to put others down through your.
Oh brags. Yeah, well I'm like yeah, like I did this yesterday, but did you sit on your fat ass all day?
Oh yeah,
like that type of bragging.
Oh yeah, where you say like, oh yeah, I've been on like a really big good diet, but like. You eat fast food a lot, so I know you aren't into that. You know? That sort of thing.
Yeah.
So in this thing where they found out that part of the brain lights up when we talk about ourselves, in order for like the participants in the study to even talk about themselves in like this study, they had to forego a financial award. And like they were down, like it was either get money and like talk about other people or refuse the money and talk about yourself. And a lot of people were like, just want to talk. Most of the people like would just want to talk about themselves.
Wait, even so like if they talked about themselves, they wouldn't get the money?
Yeah, and they still were like, oh yeah, like, I'd rather just talk about myself and not get the money than like talk about other people.
That's crazy. Because
that's how much humans love talking about themselves.
So these people that don't like talking about themselves secretly talk to themselves.
Yeah. Wait, what'd you say?
Well, because okay, so like if someone wants to talk about me and I'm like, I just don't really want to talk about me. What does that mean?
I guess it's like you actually do, but you're just so scared that like they'll get mad at you talking about.
Oh, like you're just probably shy, I guess.
Oh, I don't know. Honestly, don't know. We should have actually had a psychologist come on.
I know, and like, no, it doesn't need to be an actual one. It can be someone on Fivel, Fiverr. I mean.
But so this other
tell us in the comments if it's focusing on us or not. It's focusing on the ghost in the background most of the time.
Hell. Okay, so they did another study in this same article. Where they wanted to figure out, like, why people, brag about themselves and stuff. And usually, I guess it's because they just feel, like, inferior, so they want to brag. Because they think, like, oh, like, I'm not interesting, or, oh, I'm not good enough, so I'm going to, like, just brag and, like, really boost up my good qualities, because, like, that'll make people like me more. And they wanted to see if that actually worked. So, but then they did this whole study where they had people brag when they wrote about themselves. And it turned out that people who bragged about bragged even in subtle ways when writing about themselves were less liked by people who read their profiles. So like it shows that like people like try to brag in real life to like because they feel inferior and they think,
but it doesn't work
and they think it'll make people like them more, but actually it backfires.
Oh yeah, like because when you like talked about the history of flexing in the mainstream like. People doing it for comedy and rap songs and stuff. That's like all fun and games. But then I feel like when it's in real life, I feel like it's a whole different ball game because it just makes it seem like, oh, you just don't like yourself. So you have to like brag what you did in the past.
Oh, yeah. And they even said like they did a thing where people would write about themselves and you would just write about yourself and nobody would instruct you and just make yourself sound normal. Or they told people to make themselves sound really interesting when they wrote about themselves and like more likable. And that actually made people not like them as much. So it just shows, don't try to make yourself seem more interesting than you are. You should just be yourself, because if you try to make up all these fake interesting things about yourself, then it actually backfires, according to this one experiment.
So when you're trying to make a friend or do the Tinder bio or whatever, you should honestly just do what comes up to you and not, like,
oh, yeah.
And like and not make it so crazy, like, I go on hikes every weekend and I love having fun.
Unless you actually do, but just don't make up shit, you know?
Oh, yeah, just do what you actually think. You are.
So I found an article on BuzzFeed, which is the best news source, and it's celebrity humble brags. So iconic. They'll leave you secondhand embarrassed for days? Okay. So one of them is Kim Kardashian literally just tweeting, Apple, I'm so sorry I broke your app store. That's funny.
Oh my gosh. This one doesn't make me cringe. Like, for example, there's this one Kanye West song where he Munchins this whole was it Kimmoji? Is that what it was, the app she made?
I think.
Oh yeah, and like he like says, we made a million a second, million, and like I thought it was cool.
Oh yeah, that's funny. There's one about Gigi Gorgeous.
Oh, what one
says,
is it?
Gigi Gorgeous is cold. Can she stop being a gorgeous model for today? Wait, what?
Well, I don't get how that's bragging.
And then Joe Jonas tweeted saying, totally walked down the wrong escalator at the airport. From the flashes of the cameras. Go me. What? Okay, she just cut out this article.
Oh, I mean, it was kind of cool. We should keep that in, though. That's funny.
So, yeah, that's basically what my intricate research showed about the history of bragging. So, there's the bragging in entertainment, which is fun and makes people laugh. And then there's the bragging in day-to-day life that people might do accidentally. Just because they might feel inferior to others.
I know, it's honestly sad.
But it is good to, brag every now and then. It lights up those good parts of your brain. And you should be proud of yourself,
Sarah. You have a brain orgasm, and I'm happy if you have a brain orgasm.
Yeah, so what are your final... My final thoughts are pretty much don't change anything you're doing. Unless, like, you're really annoying people with how much you're bragging. But I feel like no one's doing that who's listening.
Yeah, honestly, like if you're just bragging, like, a few times, I think, like, it's funny, honestly. If I was hanging on someone that just like always casually said like, yeah, like let's take a ride in my Cadillac. Like, I would be like, that's just funny how you keep mentioning it. Oh, like, yeah, I wouldn't even be mad at you. I just think it would be funny.
Yeah, because I don't, you know, like the bragging in rap songs for comedy? I even feel like in real life, like, people can brag just to be funny. And, like, it also has the same effect where, like, it's not serious.
Oh, yeah, because, like, because, I could just be, like, on my, like, just doing something. And then I can say, oh, yeah, like, want to go to JCPenney? And then I'll buy something with, like, this, like, thing that I have. But it's, like, a brag, the way that I said it.
Also, I remember one of our sisters got a car, and she did a Snapchat story to our whole family, being like, I know you guys are all so jealous. Like, look at this part. And, like, I thought that was so funny.
Oh, like, yeah, I love so shit like that.
You can literally brag for comedy even if it's not a rap song.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
it just
made
so
everyone
funny.
Laugh because they're like, this is so effing funny. And she's like, look at these seats. Like, you guys are all so jealous. I have a brand new car.
Oh, yeah. So I feel like it's honestly just most of the time just shits and giggles type
shit. Oh, yeah, for sure. But that was the history of flexing.
So now we're going to go into Lana Del Rey's album. Just a quick little snippet.
I haven't listened yet.
You haven't even listened to White Dress?
I mean, I watched the music video.
Someone emailed us to talk about it, we had to.
She did mention Lincoln, Nebraska, though.
Yeah, she literally said she's in a haze in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah, so, like, she, like, just really shouted out the Midwest.
I know, and it was a Midwest album, which we have been talking about for years.
I am creeped out, because I remember, like, I don't remember when it was, but she always did these albums about, like, California and stuff, and we were like, oh, she should do one about, like, the Midwest, because, like, she's always singing about California, and then she actually did.
I know, that
like,
is...
Like, did we control Lana Del Rey with our words?
Probably.
That's crazy when you find that out.
I mean, I've listened to probably half the album... And I like it. My favorite is White Dress.
Wait, you listened to half the album already?
Like six of the songs, probably.
I feel like when Lana comes out with an album, it's not the type of thing where I listen to it the first day. It's like over 3 months I'll get into it. Like Norman fucking Rockwell, for example. Like I wasn't just like listening to it the first day. Like, but then like a year later, I was like, oh my God, I love this song or this song. Like it just slowly comes to me.
Yeah, and it is super funny that one of the songs is titled Tulsa Jesus Week. Because that's such a funny idea to get across in a song. Like, a Jesus Week in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
So is it better than Norman fucking Rockwell? Not to compare, but...
No.
Yeah. I do kind of wish... I love that, like, she just does whatever she wants, but I wish she would go back to, like, kind of the more pop Lana Del Rey, like, Born to Die.
Oh, that would be cool.
It wasn't pop, but, like, you know what? It was more... I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
It was like more awake music.
Yeah, it's kind of more upbeat.
And it was like hip hop ish.
Yeah.
Like Born to Die like had hip hop influences.
Even what was that album called that came out a few years ago? Like that was like
Lust for Life.
Yeah, that was even like hip hop.
Oh, that was that Honeymoon pop. Though? Was that the album it was called?
No, it was called Lust for Life.
Oh.
That one was kind of like hip hop pop.
Yes, I kind of hope she goes back to that, but oh, we should speak that into existence. Because we spoke the Midwest album into existence.
By the way, I did watch the Jim Carrey commencement speech. We mentioned it last week. And I loved it. And he actually says to speak things into existence. So should we speak into existence?
Lana Del Rey is going to make an album with severe hip-hop influences. And maybe she'll even rap. If Lana Del Rey rapped in a song, that's when I'd be like, oh, okay, like, I'm finally happy.
So if you can speak things into existence, doesn't this mean every psychic is real? Because if they say something about you, then they're saying it to the world, so it's going to come real.
That's kind of a scary way to live, though, because if you have any psychics, say the wrong thing.
But it seems like most of the time they don't say bad shit.
Oh, yeah, but I didn't go to I think I've already talked about this on the podcast, but I went to a psychic in NYC with one of my sisters, and she told her that she was going to cheat on her person.
Oh, her person? I'm joking.
I just don't like give any info to like. I don't want to get sued by one of my sisters.
But yeah. So that doesn't.
And as far as I know, she hasn't.
So yeah. So I guess. I guess
the night is still young. There's many years ahead. She might cheat. Whenever that psychic was funny because it was literally like a 15-year-old girl. Because her mom was a psychic. It was like in New York City. There was like this a window that said psychic, and it was like an apartment. It was like a townhome type of thing. You know, like where Sonia Morgan lives in?
Oh, yeah, that type
of
thing.
But she said, like, her mom was busy, but she's like, but I'm kind of psychic, so I'll just give you guys a reading.
Wait, so it was supposed to be the mom?
I think. And then so the 15-year-old daughter just gave us a reading, and she was like, yeah, you're going to cheat on your guy and all this stuff.
That kind of makes it believable that, like, that her mom was a psychic because maybe the gene runs in the family.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we have this game now Well, so, you know when you're in Forever 21, sadly it shut down, or Walmart or Target, they always have like 20 songs they play. So we have the list of songs of Billboard 2015 Year and Hot 100 chart, and we're going to pick a few and say which store in the mall or which department store, whatever, what store it belongs to.
Oh, yeah. This we thought of this game because we were genuinely driving one night. And we just, didn't we say something like, oh, this song is like such a Target song or something like that?
Yeah.
Because there
like
are
that.
Certain songs that just have like Target commercial energy, or like, how about it could be commercial energy too?
Oh, like a brand.
Yeah, so there are certain songs that have like, oh, this would be a good song for like Calvin Klein ad, or oh, this would play in a Hollister, or this would play, oh, this is a Bath and Body Works song. You know, like every song has its own energy and where it'll play in the mall.
Yeah, for sure. Because like if it's like kind of like sleazy, it's gonna be in Hot Topic.
Oh,
if it's
yeah.
kind of like, yay, we're family and we love each other, Target. I feel like the biggest, like for these songs that we're gonna list, like mostly what's gonna be answered is Target. Target picks like the best songs.
They pick some random ones. Like remember when Sam Smith did that song, like that cover of
Oh, I Feel Love.
Oh yeah. But that played at Target, and like I wouldn't picture that too.
I know, I actually wouldn't either, because like there's like in at the end of the song, there's some like moaning in it.
Oh yeah, but when I think of, if we're just being really like stereotypical, like when I picture a Target song, I picture like a Meghan Trainor song.
Oh, or sometimes like I picture like a Katy Perry song, like
oh, like Firework.
Like, because yeah, she has a bunch of songs that are like uplifting radio
songs.
Yeah,
I picture like anthem songs. Like songs that are about like empowering and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then if I picture like you said, like Hot Topic would be more of an edgy song. Calvin Klein would be more of like a sexy vibe, but not like sleazy.
I feel like maybe like some type of...
And almost like indie.
Yeah, like it'd be like... It'd probably be like Desperado from Rihanna's last album. Like that type of vibe. Like Desperado.
Or like Midnight City. That like indie song. Like...
ultimate H&M Forever 21
song. That
song,
I remember when I first heard it, like, I haven't feel like a spiritual experience. I'm not even kidding.
Let's get into this list. The first one of 2015 hits is Uptown Funk, Bruno Mars, Mark Ronson. I don't know. This one's...
I kind of get grocery store vibes.
Yeah, the immediate answer isn't Target. It's more of if you guys live in like the area where Hy-Vee is, or like Ralph's.
Oh yeah, it's like a grocery, your local chain grocery store would play Uptown Funk, because it's just a song that everyone in the family can enjoy. It's a bop. It has influences where like maybe some older people be like, oh my god, this is like my music when I was in high school, you know?
Yeah.
So that's grocery store, Across the Anthem, mega hit.
Yeah, but like it isn't a Walmart type grocery store. It's one of those grocery stores that's like it's Kroger or something where like they only do groceries.
Yeah. Okay, next up, Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran. What's this one? Oh, that slow song.
Okay, not to answer the same thing, but it's grocery store, but not chain.
Yeah, I'm also thinking like Bath and Body Works.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Bath and Body Works, Bed Bath and Beyond.
Yeah, like you're in Bath and Body Works, and you're putting on some lotion, smelling the candles, and he just be saying like, girl, thinking about you. Is that the song where it says like, when your legs don't work like they used to before?
Yeah, CeCe's Pizza too. I could picture that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It does give that vibe. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I said, like, I mostly said CeCe's Pizza because we mentioned it before in the podcast, but it's for sure a buffet song.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're going to skip this next one because that's kind of basic. But Trap Queen by Fetty Wap.
Oh, this one's kind of, I spit everywhere, but because it's not Hot Topic, it isn't. Zoomies. I've never been in PacSun or Zoomies.
Oh, yes. It's definitely Lids.
Oh, you know that type of place.
The Lids store where it's just hats?
Yeah, it's
like
that.
Like, it definitely has that type of vibe.
It's what, like I haven't even really ever been inside of Lids or Zoomies, but I feel like that's the vibe that it does.
Yeah, or like Wet Seal.
Oh, yeah, what is that even?
I don't know, or like Maurice's, because that's trying to be cool, you know?
Oh, yeah. Maurice's.
Blank Space by Taylor Swift. What store would this play?
Dana. I'm going to say Target. Like, yeah, Taylor Swift's a Target person.
Yeah, that's a thing. If these are the top songs, they're almost all Target songs.
Should we go down a little bit?
Because Target is where, like, it's a nationwide hit. Everyone in the family loves it. It's not going to make anyone offended.
And it doesn't really have any cuss words. This is clean.
Like, for example, Trap Queen, doesn't he talk about, like, something about, what was it?
Oh, yeah, he said we're in the kitchen making pies, which I think is a drug.
Oh, yeah, so, like that might, thing. They might not play that at Target, but they probably would. But it's more of, like, oh, Pax on Zoom, he's, like, the cool teen.
Yeah, well, looking at this list, can we talk about 2015 was Fuddy Wop's year. He also had 6, 7, 9. I forgot how that went, but that was a bop.
I forgot. It was they're trying to hit it from behind, though.
Another, like, I remember jumping on the trampoline and listening to Fetty Wap. Like,
I love Fetty Wap.
He had this song called Jimmy Choo, which I own a pair of jeans from them. I'm joking, I don't.
I was going to say but, rich.
But he's just, it's such a good song. I love it.
Okay, this is kind of a different vibe. Take Me to Church by Hozier. Take me to church.
Is that song about being gay? Day.
I don't think.
But. Well, because I just thought, because he said something like, our love isn't humor. We used to cry at a funeral. Something like that.
I don't know. But when I think of Take Me to Church by Hozier, I get very strong Home Depot vibes. You know what I mean? Like, I could just picture looking at some sinks, getting some tools, and that's blaring in the background. Take me to church.
It reminds me of Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh,
it does for sure. But
like,
to me.
For some reason, like, this song, Take Me to Church, like, I could not picture that in a grocery store.
Oh, no. Or I couldn't picture it in Target or Walmart.
Yeah,
like, I feel like it's
too much
of
emotion.
A thing. I feel like it's like a store that, like, Krispy Kreme, I could picture playing it when you're in the lobby.
Yeah.
Home Depot, I could picture playing it, but not like.
Or maybe like Things Remembered in the mall, where like you make like your own like gifts to people and your own like personalized items. Like, I kind of picture it in there because, like, that's a story where you're kind of getting into your emotions.
Wait, now that I think about it, this could also be JCPenney, Dillard's, maybe Nordstrom even.
But I'm going to say it has to be a store that's more emotional.
Oh, yeah, like you kind of think about your past and stuff.
Like a Home Depot.
How is that emotional?
Wait, no, like a Teavana.
Oh, Teavana,
that's
for
a
sure.
Nationwide thing, right? The Teavana at the mall. But I swear, nobody ever buys shit from Teavana. So how are they
how
in
is
business?
It open?
Because, like, isn't it? Yeah. Also, comment below if you've ever bought anything from Teavana, but I remember always getting the samples.
I'm the type of bitch where if I see the Teavana in the mall, I might taste something, but I'm going to buy the Teavana at Walmart or Target. I'm not going to buy it at the mall.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Let's see. What's a different vibe?
Oh, this is a Target song. Nah, nah, honey, I'm good. That's a Target.
Oh, very strong Target vibes. Honey, I'm Good by Andy Grammer.
This is a good one.
Also is a song about cheating.
But you
I
know,
was just confused about that. He's like, I could have another, but I probably shouldn't. Because he's like,
can't drink anymore because he cheats when he drinks.
Yeah, he's at the bar with the boys, I'm guessing, or friends. He's like 5 drinks in, 5 shots deep. And he thinks, I could have another drink, but I'm good because I know I'll cheat on my wife. And it's like, you don't have enough self-control?
I know.
So every time you go to the bar, your wife has to worry. Is he going to be, honey, I'm good tonight? Or is he going to take that extra drink? And motorboat
like
the cocktail
like
waitress.
Shouldn't be in a committed relationship. Just because I just feel bad for the person that he's with.
Yeah, because it's like, I don't
unless
know.
Unless it's
like,
open. If it's open, then pop off.
But it obviously isn't, because he's saying, like, I got somebody at home, and if I don't leave soon, I might not leave alone. And it's kind of like he's ashamed of it, so obviously they aren't in an open relationship.
Yeah, for sure.
That just shows, like, if your significant other's going to the bar, just really think to yourself, like, are they sort of like Andy Grammer, where, like, if they have one too many, are they not going to leave alone tonight? So, like, you might be getting cheated on, but anyway.
This is a good one.
Good what? For You by Selena Gomez.
Oh, okay.
Because this song's sensual. I just want to look good for you.
Like, this one, Forever this. 21, H&M, first of all. Those
yes.
are the two that hit
Oh,
home.
Sephora. Because they want those makeup buyers to be feeling themselves.
Oh,
my God. It's also like a subliminal message. Like, I just want to look good for you. So, like, they're like, I have to buy all this makeup because I want to look good for other people.
Oh, and then another one, Pink or Victoria's Secret.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, you're trying in the laundry, and it's like, I just want laundry. How is
it? Good for You by Selena Gomez. I feel like, yeah, it would play in stores where the audience is primarily female, and they want those females to feel sexually empowered.
I don't get why Selena Gomez, like, okay, this actually was part of an album, but I wish she would do a whole album that's, like, R&B. It's like Lana Del Rey, but also, like, kind of, like, basically, this is the vibe that I want. Jugged out pop.
But that's
that was the vibe
for a moment
me.
There. Selena Gomez was doing like Lana Del Rey, but more pop.
Oh, yeah, she was. But then,
and she even worked with Lana Del Rey's sister.
Her new album wasn't that, though.
Because Lana Del Rey's sister directed the Fetish music video.
Oh, yeah, but then it kind of, I don't know where that album is, but she never released it.
I know that was, that's, she needs to go back to that era. Speak that into existence.
Selena Gomez, make another fetish.
Like, we don't want you to do drugs in real life, but we want the music to appear that you do drugs.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's sort of the vibe we're hoping.
Don't get into addiction. Another good one that's good is Talking Body by Tavlo. Now, if we're talking body, I'm not going to say Target because it's a little dangerous.
That's more of like...
Planet Fitness.
Where would Talking Body by Tavlo go?
I don't know.
Shit, like, I'm not picturing any big stores. I'm picturing more of like... No, it's not edgy enough for Hot Topic, but maybe Spencer's?
Or maybe like, I'm also picturing some type of alcohol, like ad or commercial. And then it shows the like, and it shows like the Coors Light, and it says like, now if we're talking about, because like then it goes in people's mind like, oh, when I drink, I can have sex.
Oh,
I don't know.
Or it would be like a furniture store.
Oh.
Okay, you know what I'm shocked by? Hotline Bling is number 30. I thought that'd be the number one song of whatever year it came out.
That song was out.
If you told me Hotline Bling, I would say, oh, that was the number one song of that year. But it was number 30.
Oh,
what?
Maybe it came out the year before and it was still like doing good.
I am confused. Oh, Jealous by Nick Jonas. That's like we're at a mom shop. Like Christopher Banks. Or like, what's a mom store?
Yeah, it is one of those.
But I'm not
stores.
Talking about like young moms. I'm picturing not even moms. Like, I'm not picturing a new mom. I'm picturing like the around 50-year-old range where like they really think Nick Jonas is so hot.
I'm mentioning like Dillard's. Because I just feel like, know what that is.
Yeah, because I'm sure every age group thinks Nick Jonas is hot, but I'm picturing they'd push this one towards like the 50 age range because like those women, like our mom, for example, like she is so attracted to like Brendan Urie and like Zayn Malik.
There is this like weird, I'm going to say it's a psychology phenomenon. Well, okay, there's these attractive guys, like everyone thinks they're attractive. I think they're attractive, but it's this thing where people like women over 40 or people that are attracted to men over 40 like them way more than the younger people.
Oh yeah.
And like want, like, okay, like there's just so many that
like
I can
Adam
think
Levine.
Of. Yeah, that's who I was just gonna say. Adam Levine, like yes, he's good looking, but these people like just like, you know, like,
yeah,
like,
there's like,
oh,
that's the main fan base
in my dreams, you know.
Yeah. Let's say
I'm trying to think of a bitch but I'll have my money, Rihanna.
Oh, maybe like
the bank.
That's like bitch but I have my money.
I love that song because like when she was singing it, I wonder what she's pitching.
No, it was based on like a real thing. I think her accountant like stole a bunch of her money.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, her accountant, her business manager or some shit, stole like a large portion of money, and like she was like, that's what she was like going to court like, bitch better have my money. And then the music video, didn't she like tie up some girl?
Wait,
like,
wasn't it kind of scary?
Just like beat up some girl and like was like, give me the money now. And like, that was the accountant.
I mean, if someone's screwing you over, like,
I mean, literally.
What about the Big Sean song, I Don't Fuck With You?
Wait, how come no one's used Bitch Better Have My Money, Rihanna, as like a meme for like the stimulus check?
Oh, yeah, that would be funny.
What'd you say? I Don't Fuck With You by Big Sean.
I mean,
That really can't play at a grocery store because like, and it can't play at Target, because those are more of, like, if you're going to be playing at Target or Hy-Vee, it has to be, like I said earlier, like, an anthemic, positive love song, or, like, a sad love song. It can't be anything about, like, hating someone.
Yeah, and this, it also wouldn't, like, obviously, if it was playing, it's going to be the clean version.
I'm picturing, like, BevMo, like, a place where all they do is sell alcohol.
Oh, yeah, that does kind of scream, oh, maybe.
We're somewhere at the mall. Maybe the food court?
I feel like it wouldn't play there.
Yeah, where would it play?
But, like, I feel like the best guess right now is BevMo. One of those mainstream alcohol stores.
What's next? Oh, Truffle Butter by Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
You know.
I have no idea. I have no idea what this would play.
One of my friends was obsessed with this song.
Truffle Butter?
Yeah, and every time he got an Uber, he said, put on Truffle Butter. Like, he was obsessed.
That's funny because on this album, if you guys want another good song that's like good but also like kind of like it's kind of funny, there's a song called Big Daddy, and it says, I'm looking for a big daddy. Tell that bitch I'm a big daddy. And it's kind of funny.
Where would Truffle Butter play?
Honestly, this is the typical Andrew, but like a club or a bar. Like,
but like it had to be a store.
When would Truffle Butter play?
I think it actually would, like, maybe at a Home Depot again. Like, I feel like Home Depot, like, stuff like that slides. And then, like, play that Truffle Butter.
I know, actually.
You know. Or, like, maybe, like, a pet store?
Maybe a gas station.
This is hard. Like, it obviously is playing somewhere.
And it isn't like
it wouldn't even would it play at a restaurant?
Oh, and this is what I'm going to. It would play at Ulta or Sephora.
Oh,
that's the main one I think it would play.
Yeah,
because I feel like they would love that. Is there any other good ones?
Let's see.
Is that one that's like kind of?
Oh, maybe like Chandelier by Sia. About like battling like your inner demons.
Sorry, I hit the mic.
I don't know if Chandelier would play at Target. You know?
No, I don't think it would play at Target.
Or a grocery store.
Uh-oh, I got fun.
I want to swing from the chandelier.
Okay, with this song, it doesn't give store vibes. It gives ad vibes or commercial vibes. Like, I feel like this would be in so many commercials. So it was.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it would be in a commercial for... Okay, so like, this is what it would start at. It would be a commercial for, like, some type of clothing. And it would, like, start out just, like, the voices. And then when they try on the clothing for, like, Fashion Nova, Christopher Banks, they're like, I'm from the chandelier. Yeah. And then they try on the clothing. And it's like, damn, I look so good. It's like, what not to wear a moment. That's what I'd guess.
Well, we just really wanted to play this game to expose to you all that songs do vibrate different store energies. And you should really put that into perspective when you're at Target, what type of songs are they playing?
Yeah, wherever you go, you should think about, is there a song playing? If not, why? If there is a song playing, why is that type of song playing rather than another song?
Oh, yeah, the stores that don't play any music, though, it's like, please, just stop.
Yeah. Something that I just thought of that I didn't mention with Jealous by Nick Jonas, I feel like that's also hotel lobby vibes.
Yes.
Because you'd walk into the Hyatt or Marriott or whatever and they'd be playing Jealous. Like, that's another thing, like, they'll play music in there.
We forgot an entire genre of this thing.
What?
Water park music.
Oh my gosh, Jealous is water park
music. Yeah, like, you can just picture you're in line, wet. People are pissing on the steps up the line to the slide.
And it's dropping on your head.
You can hear, like, just reverberating throughout the park. Just like, I put my tea music on.
One of the biggest water park songs. The biggest water park song to me is What Makes You Beautiful by One Direction. That's the biggest water park song ever.
Also, like, Maroon 5 is, like, very water park energy.
For sure.
Like, very much so. Like, but... For example, like Ed Sheeran, his music would never touch a water park.
And you guys have to keep in mind that there's a difference between water park music and amusement park music. I do think there's a difference.
Let's actually try to dissect, like, why wouldn't Ed Sheeran play at a water park? I just don't think it's the vibe where you want to hear emotional love songs.
Yeah, like, I feel like with water park music, it's upbeat, but it doesn't have to be, like, too fast. It just... Yeah, because maybe people are into...
Even, like, I don't picture Meghan Trainor playing at a water park. But I could picture, like, Trap Queen playing on sometimes.
Yeah, but, yeah. And then I couldn't picture Katy Perry playing.
Yeah. Water park music, it's like, for the DJs of water parks, like, they have it hard because, like, that's a very specific type of mood you're trying to get out.
But then to throw it's in so another thing, I could picture Lady Gaga, Bad Romance playing. But I couldn't picture Katy Perry playing.
Yeah.
But I could picture Bad Romance being thrown in the playlist.
Oh, also Truffle Butter would definitely play at, like, a Raging Waters.
Oh, for sure. Because like, when you're at Target, I feel like you hear every lyric. But when you're at the water park, you might just hear,
Yeah, also at a water park, they wouldn't play current day Justin Bieber music, but they would play, like, Beauty and a Beat.
And Boyfriend.
Yeah. Like, somehow, like, water park music has to be, like, from, like, 2014, I feel like.
Yeah, because it can't be, like, something that came out a year ago. Yeah. It's too new.
But it's so funny how we're dissecting water. Don't they just play, like, the local radio station?
No, but
I think they actually make a playlist?
Honestly, I don't think they do. But there is I do believe that there is some, like, psychology phenomenon for that, too.
Yeah.
I'm not a psychologist, but I'd guess.
Yeah, there's definitely something. But what would be the difference between, like, water park music and amusement park music?
The way that I thought of it, I kind of goes against what we just said, because I said Truffle Butter would play in a water park. I would say amusement park, first of all, it's more like, I feel like amusement park would play Iggy Azalea or something.
Yeah,
but
I
don't think water park would play, like, an Iggy Azalea song.
Say you're going to Raging Waters for just a day in the sun. I feel like it's more like, they want, like, upbeat music, but also has like a relaxation feel where it's just like, oh yeah, we're chilling, having fun. We go to an amusement park, like Six Flags. I picture like
they Tyga's want some, playing.
Yeah, they want like rock music to be playing because they want you in that mood of like, let's make risks, let's try things, let's do the bungee cord thing.
Oh yeah, when you're at amusement park, 100% one of the songs is gonna be "Don't Stop Believing."
Oh yeah, they want just people just like pumped up.
I know, it's like, what are you believing in? Like that you can go on this roller coaster?
Well, should we leave the bros there?
Yeah, put in the comments if you have a different opinion, because I do want to hear your, or email us, I do want to hear like what you guys think,
also,
or your idea.
Also, comment below just certain songs and where you think they would go. Like, not even the ones we talked about, just say like, oh, for example, this song would go here. I just want to know like your guys' opinions of where songs would fall, and what stores. And even restaurants can also be included. Like, what would be a Buffalo Wild Wings song?
Oh, a BJ song.
Like, Buffalo Wild Wings to me really gives off Flo Rida vibes.
Oh, for sure. Like it doesn't give off Tyga, like New Apples.
Yeah, like
off...
you go into Buffalo Wild Wings to get some boneless wings and you hear, "Welcome to my house for the music."
Oh,
relax.
And another thing I just would say, Applebee's gives off Marilyn Morris, like, yeah! Marilyn Morris, like, not too country, but like modern country, if that
yeah,
makes
like,
sense.
Yeah, what's that song she had? My Bones?
Oh, yeah.
The bones are good. That's when, like, you're at Applebee's.
Yeah.
But we could go on for hours and hours.
I know, I really could if someone gave me a big playlist of 1,000 songs.
Like, everyone would agree that Ed Sheeran's a Red Lobster song, and we all just...
And I'll agree that Kissing You by Miranda Cosgrove is a Claire's song.
Oh, yeah. So leave your opinions below, and we hope you guys all have a great week.
And I would sign a record contract if the only goal in the record contract was for me to play at a certain store.
But
I would sign
there,
the contract.
Isn't there actually, like, you have to pay a lot of money to get in these stores? Because remember Ricky Dillon?
I thought they pay you.
No, because Ricky Dillon, the YouTuber, he did a song with
Snoop Dogg.
And he said that he paid, like, $200,000 or something crazy to push the song out to restaurants, water parks, all this stuff, and like, but it ended up getting pulled. But like, it costs money to like, when you listen to those songs, like, they aren't playing that song because they like it.
The record labels pay money.
Allegedly.
I mean, because the way that I view it is that obviously if a song is big, it will play on the radio, but also there's some artists where they're like, this song is so good, I believe in it. And like,
yeah,
the record label just pays the radio to play it, so then eventually the actual people that listen to it on the radio will stream it and stuff,
yeah,
and buy it or whatever.
Wait, this is so annoying to keep almost ending the podcast, but Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, where does that go?
Yeah, it's like, that's a new type of vibe. It's like Lord music, you know? Like,
where,
yeah, where
would
play?
Lord or Driver's License play?
But my driver's license last week.
Okay, this is obviously a specific vibe, but to me, it gives off, when you're at a concert and you're either waiting for the person to come on, or you're like, okay, so picture you're at an Ariana Grande concert, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm at a concert, I'm gonna buy some merch. I picture you're in the merch booth, and you're, this is the driver's,
yeah,
license is on. I don't picture them to play Ariana Grande, I picture them to play Driver's License. That's very specific, but that's what I picture.
I know, and also like, even thinking to anywhere at the mall, I can't think of anywhere it would fit.
Oh, a smoothie place. That is, I do get smoothie energy.
Oh, very much so.
Frozen
juice
yogurt.
Stop. Yeah, yogurt shop. It's like when you're midday getting some yogurt or smoothie and like you just need a calm song behind you reverberating.
I know, it isn't like sad. It just is, I feel like frozen yogurt does radiate Driver's License.
Yeah, or like on a train. I've never even really taken a train, but like I picture that to be playing. Even though they don't even play music on a train, I'm guessing, because that'd be so annoying.
Wait, one more song. This is for sure playing at some place. Grimes, Oblivion. Then it's like there's no like singing, but like I feel like that's probably Hot Top. But like, okay, that song radiates Midnight City. But it's basically another version of Midnight City when I look at it. Like in the terms of playing at stores.
For some reason, I can't think of how that song goes.
Oh, like
it's like very,
it's kind of like when you're just in a daze.
It's not Sephora, it's more of like you go to the store of Glossier in LA.
Oh,
like on Melrose Place, Glossier has a pop-up shop there, and like everyone wears these lab coats who works there, and that's where it would be playing.
Oblivion does remind me of like one of those LA places.
Yeah,
I do picture that because everyone's just high on everything.
Yeah, just like free love.
I know, and like,
I don't even know what that means.
I'm famous.
All right. Bye.
I know. Sorry for this long outro. Bye. Thanks for listening.